It's time for some yikes.
Oh.
If you'd never heard this segment before, we just pretty much rant about things and say yikes a lot and play that sound.
That's it. That's how that works. Yep.
Tampa corner Carlton Davis decided to tweet out, "Gotta stop letting slang word for Asian people in Miami. Yikes." He then said he thought the word meant lame and didn't know it had any racial ramifications. He said he would never offend any group of people and, quote, "You reporters can look for another story to blow up," end quote. Well, they didn't have to look very hard, dummy, because you tweeted it. And true to your word, let's change the headline from "Carlton Davis is a racist" to "Carlton Davis is stupid, doesn't know what words mean." Does that make you feel better, dope? Yikes.
My first yikes goes to the CBJ. Saw this stat from First Ohio Battery, who do a great job covering the Jackets. They brought up that it was February 15th, the last time the Columbus Blue Jackets scored three first-period goals. They had a 3-1 lead over Carolina in that game. Then the Canes scored six unanswered goals. They won 7-3. That's kind of irrelevant. But the point here is the Jackets, since then, that is a period of 23 games, 23 straight games the Jackets have gone where they have not scored multiple first-period goals. They've scored one goal or no goals, but never more than one in a first period since February 15th. Yikes. One of many issues for this Jackets team, but yikes.
All right, Baylor, they routed Houston in their Final Four matchup on Saturday by a score of 78-59. Baylor jumped out to a 45-20 halftime lead, and that 25-point lead was the fourth largest lead at halftime of a Final Four game all time, and the largest since Kansas led Marquette by 29 points in 2003. Yikes.
Here's what aggravates me about the Shohei Ohtani love fest. No one seems to notice or care. This is an exceptionally talented guy who will never be truly great because he and the Angels are focused on the novelty aspect. He has the ability to be one of the best in the game, hitting or pitching, but it'll never be both. Enlightened baseball people hide behind their numbers all day and consider themselves to be practical, but they have fallen for the lure of a turducken. Guy Fieri is at a restaurant showing you a turducken. You text your buddies and say, "We need to take a road trip and try this." It gets a billion hits on YouTube. Everyone's in love. The reality is, turducken will never be mainstream. You'll try it once in your life. It's impossible to get the best version of a chicken, turkey, or duck if you mash them together. If the Angels are interested in, I don't know, winning a playoff game, which they haven't done in 12 years, by the way, stop making Ohtani a turducken and just make him a juicy chicken you can eat every day. Yikes!
I agree, Mike. Baseball should do things that make the game less fun. My second yikes goes to Lincoln
Riley.
How do
the Angel fans feel about the game being
care.
So much fun? Would they like win some games?
I'm not a Yankees or a Yankees fan. I'm not one of those either. I'm not an Angels fan. I don't care. I agree with you, though.
Yeah, if I were an Angels fan, I'd be mad. I care that T-Bone tuned in last night. That's what I care about.
Well, Major League Baseball.
And those 4 2/3, I got to tell you, breathtaking.
He had some good stuff last
night. Oh, he's got fantastic stuff. Did you not hear what I just said? He has terrific stuff.
1903, the last time a pitcher started a game and hit second in the lineup. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's almost like they do this all the time, too, in the National League. But it wasn't second in the lineup. Got it.
Right, that's right. Lincoln Riley, Mike, he is the Oklahoma head coach, and he has been very good at that for a while. Things he is not good at, cooking a brisket. I don't know if he cooked it technically because he tweeted yesterday, as many people did, "Happy Easter." He was celebrating with some food, as many people did.
I think he put that thing in the microwave.
Right, and he cooked a brisket, or someone in his house did. Someone that he was attending had cooked a brisket. He showed it off on Twitter, and this thing, Mike, yes, it looked like leather. It looked like sawdust. It looked, there was no juice coming out of this meat product that he had cooked. Brisket is supposed to, when cooked right, it's a very tough piece of meat to get correct. But when you smoke brisket, it's supposed to be tender and juicy after all those hours in the slow cooker. Instead, he tweeted out something that quite honestly looked like tire tracks. It looked dry and gross and unedible. I don't know why he tweeted it out. Yikes. Thank you.
All right. Wow. Okay. There were a lot of blowouts in the NBA on Saturday. It was the first day in NBA history that three teams won by 40 or more points. NBA teams won by an average of 23.8 points. That's the highest average scoring margin on a date in NBA history, breaking the previous record, which was set on, well, Friday, when they averaged 21.7 points in blowouts. NBA blowout action. Catch it. Yikes.
I saw there were a series of earthquakes in California this morning, and I was thinking how weird it must be for earthquakes to be a part of your everyday life. Got me thinking about the biggest earthquake ever in the state of Ohio. Of course, I didn't know it. I had to look it up. March 9th, 1937, in western Ohio, there was an estimated 5.4 magnitude quake. Yikes. For comparison's sake, the quake this morning in L.A. was a 4, and it didn't really cause any damage. The biggest earthquake of all time, you ask? Well, let me tell you. A 9.6. It happened in Chile in 1960. The main tsunami traveled across the Pacific Ocean, devastated Hawaii, where waves as high as 35 feet were recorded over 6,200 miles away from the epicenter. Yikes.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Finally, I'm going to do the Buffalo Sabres, Mike. The Sabres were playing the Rangers. Battle of New York teams. New York restrictions have been eased a bit, allowing fans into the building to watch their team play, and Buffalo's no different. So they are allowed by law to have up to 1,902 people in the building to watch their team into KeyBank Arena. Now, if you followed the NHL this year, the Sabres have been awful. They had 17 straight losses. They ended that streak.
18 straight losses.
I think they only got 17. I thought they ended that at 17. Yeah. I think they crossed. Oh, whatever. It's 17, 18. They lost a lot of games. The point is, they've won 2 out of 3. They beat the Rangers. They're doing great. You know how many people were in attendance to watch them beat the Rangers Saturday night? 302 fans.
Would you go?
No, but I'm saying
go either.
They only are letting in 2,000 people into the building.
No,
they couldn't even get 2,000 people into their building, even with COVID. Yikes.
Hey, Buffalo fans, you know what I think you need? Little John Tortorella. Take him. I'll drive him.
Maybe they need Ohtani. I
mean, yeah, Shohei Ohtani will back that place. I agree.
Hell of a slap shot.
Well, Alexander Winberg, he scored a grand total of 15 goals over the last 3 seasons for the Blue Jackets. This season, he scored 11 goals for the Panthers, including the hat trick Saturday against the Blue Jackets. Yikes.
Is that never bringing it up again? I thought we weren't going to bring that up ever again.
Well,
starting now.
Well, and after the rundown, maybe no, I'm not, one playing. More time.
We're skipping the rundown. Rundown's dead.
Oh, okay. Well, no rundown? Okay.
Hey, that's speaking by the of way, hockey things.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Capitals love themselves the New Jersey Devils. They have played each other 8 times this season, and the Capitals have won all 8. This is a special bonus, yikes, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yikes.
It is the first time ever Washington has beaten a team 8 times during 1 season. That's it.
Wow. That's amazing. That is, I did not realize that. I also have realized this. Shohei Ohtani is your Tim Tebow, I think. The way I feel about Tim Tebow is the way you feel about Shohei Ohtani. It's not necessarily that you don't like the person. It's that you don't like the way people react to that person for whatever reason. Are very different reasons for that. But I think like he kind of, there's a little bit of that, right?
I think, I don't know how many times I have to tell you that I think he's supremely talented. That's the thing. You go back a couple years ago, pick one. Hitter, pitcher, he's only made a handful of starts and this is his 4th season because he's had arm troubles. But as a hitter, a couple years ago, because last year it was terrible, which by the way also seemed to be a fantastic thing. Let's rehab from Tommy John and still hit every single day. Mm-hmm. And you hit under 200. But 2 years ago, he had over 20 home runs, drove in 60-something runs, and he only played in 100 games. Extrapolate those numbers out and tell me he wouldn't do some serious damage. And he's probably even better than that if he's just focusing on one thing.
Right.
That's the frustrating part.
I get it, but I'm saying also you're not an Angels fan. And I know what you're
doing. No, I'm not, but I feel for them, and I don't want the talent to be wasted, is what I'm saying.
No, I get that. I'm saying, though, like, where most of baseball fandom tends to be like, wow, this is cool, but it annoys you for good reason, I think. I think your logic is sound. And that's the way I was in some ways with Tebow, where people were like, isn't it great that he's trying this thing? And I always thought at the time, well, I don't think it makes sense for him to try to play baseball when he was already a great football player and he has a great gig at ESPN. Why are you trying to do this? To your point, it's why are you trying to do both of these things when you could probably be great at one?
It's like wasting food. When you see somebody throw away half a pizza, it upsets you. Not because you're going to eat that pizza, just as a consumer of pizza. It upsets you. You have teams in this league because they're either A, too stupid or too cheap. But you can't find one guy on your team that has half the talent of Shohei Ohtani, and yet they can't handle that. They can't find a way to harness that. It pisses me off.
Yeah, I get it. But I also think, like, with Tebow, it was like, for you, whatever. I don't know why he's doing that, but whatever. And that's the way I am with Ohtani. I'm not nearly as mad about it. I'm just like, you're probably right. He probably could be better, but I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show.